Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
God bless you, and thank you for tuning in for this last Bible study of 2015. I'm so excited. There were so many people that I wanted to try to contact to let them know to get on the line for this last Bible study for 2015. I thank you again for tuning in. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm just excited about what God is doing, what he has done, all the blessings that he has bestowed on my life this year. And I hope he's done the same for you. But I'm just excited about all that he has done. So we're going to go into the Word of God. I just was trying to contact a couple more people as the Lord led me to do. But I'm glad for those of you who are on the line. We're going to, for our closing today or tonight, we're going to Philippians, the third chapter. And, of course, this is a perfect verse for us to go into as we enter into a new year, 2016. And I'm just going to let the Lord use me as he sees fit. Father God, we thank you tonight for those who have tuned in, for those who are attempting to tune in, and we just ask you to continue to cover us, continue to bless us, continue to shield us. We thank you, Lord, for how you have watched over us, God, not only on this week, this month, but this entire year, how you've seen us through many trials, many tribulations, many ups and downs. We thank you for how you shielded and protected us, God. We love you. And we thank you for all of the things that you have bestowed upon us, God. We're looking to you, Lord, continually. You are the author, the finisher of our faith. You are our strength. You're our redeemer. We trust, we lean, and depend upon you. You are truly our beginning and our end, our Alpha and Omega. And we just give you all the glory and the honor for all the things that you have done for us in our lives. You've kept us out of harm's way. You've shielded us. You've protected us. You've kept clothes on our body. You've fed us, Lord. You've watched us, watched over us. When man said no, God, you said yes. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, even how you've catapulted us to places that we didn't think that we could be or should be. And we thank you for even that tonight, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We honor you tonight. We honor you as we bring a close to 2015. We thank you, Lord, for how you have continually watched over us, brought us through sickness, brought some through death, God. We honor you for that, Lord, and we don't take anything that you've done for granted. Hallelujah. Now, God, as we begin to go into 2016, we thank you, Lord, for the love and for the mercy and for the continued blessings that you're going to bestow on each and every life, God, even those under the sound of my voice. I prophesy peace over your life. I prophesy favor over your life in 2016 in the name of Jesus. I prophesy true discipleship over your life in the name of Jesus. I speak to your very heart and your very being and your very soul that you will walk in the word of God like never before. Hallelujah. The scripture says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. I pray that your soul prospers tonight. Your mind, your will, and your emotions, that is the soul. We pray that your soul prospers tonight, that it be lifted up like never before, that you know who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we're going to take on new territory in 2016. Hallelujah. We praise you and we give you glory, God. We thank you for long life, God, in 2016. We thank you for extended life. Hallelujah. And we continue to give you all the glory, all the blessing, all the honor. We bind up depression. We bind up obsession. We bind up oppression. We bind up the spirit of suicide. God. We bind up everything that's not like you, and we send it back to the pit from which it came. Devil, you wish you could have stopped this, but you didn't, and you can't. So we give God the glory, and we press forward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against everything that's not like God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every distraction, hallelujah, everything that pit itself against the will and the power and the authority of our Father. We come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come against it right now. We come against sickness. We come against death. We come against suicide. We come against everything that's not like you, Lord. And we speak life into your people like never before. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. There are so many people hurting, even as we close. While we're yet happy about yet another year, some people are hurting as they come to the close of 2015. Some people just want to get it over with, hoping that the next year will be better. But we thank God for what he has done for us. Hallelujah. And we want to reach out to people like never before. You'll be surprised how many hurting people there are in the world today. You'll be surprised how many people are hurting right in your neighborhood, right on your job, right in the cubicle next to you, right on your block. You'd be surprised. Hallelujah. And even more so, you'd be surprised right even in your own family. Hallelujah. But we want to bring life. Jesus said, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. So we want to bring life. Hallelujah. We want to bring it more abundantly to people in 2016. We don't want to bring legalism. We don't want to bring bondage. We want to bring freedom to worship, freedom to love, freedom to enjoy Christ, freedom to get to the next level. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to have to go through some trials and some tribulations, but the key is if we keep our eyes on Jesus, keep our eyes on the prize, we will be all right. It makes me think about the scripture. This is not the scripture that I have for you tonight, but it makes me think about where Peter took a leap of faith, hallelujah, walked out on the water, glory be to God. He walked out on water. He did what was gravitationally impossible, hallelujah, glory to God. Woo, I speak that over somebody's life tonight. You're going to be able to do what is gravitationally impossible, what man is saying you can't do. While man is pulling on you, pulling you down, God is going to lift you up and cause you to do the impossible. But the key is, keep your eyes on Jesus, because the minute that Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, hallelujah, he began to sink. Holy Ghost. He began to sink. So we have to keep our eyes on Jesus so that we do not sink. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thank God for his goodness tonight. Thank God for his ever-presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm just asking you to pray for me. Pray for me as a pastor. Pray for me as a mother. Pray for me as a wife. Pray for me as a leader. Hallelujah. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Pray for me as a woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Intercede for me. Don't just call my name out, Lord bless Pastor Kim. Lord bless Kim. Pray for me. Intercede for me. Hallelujah. Go in, hallelujah. Spend a good 5 or 10 minutes just calling out my name and asking God to do some miraculous things in my life, hallelujah. And watch and see what he's doing. I sure will get on the line and tell you about it. Glory be to God. I'm not going to be before you long. That's just a preacher's cliche, hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long. But we're going to Philippians, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah. And we're going to close out tonight with Philippians, the 3rd chapter. My God, I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. I don't know how many people are on the line. I know people were getting on the line as the music started. I don't know who is and how many, but I thank God for you. Amen. I'm looking at my laptop at the scripture, Philippians, the 3rd chapter. But I want to let you know that God has some great things in store for you, hallelujah. Great things, hallelujah. It takes great faith to do great things, my God, hallelujah. It takes great faith to do great things. Little faith gets little things, but great faith gets great things. Glory be to God. I bless his name today. Philippians, the third chapter, I'm going to begin, let's see. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss anything. Well, I'm going to start at 13. If I have to back up, that's fine. Philippians, the third chapter, beginning at the 13th verse, and I'm already 15 minutes in. Brethren, this is Paul talking. I count not myself to have apprehended. Hallelujah. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Paul, who wrote 13 books of the New Testament, a scholar, he went from one extreme to the other. I wish I had time to tell you about it. He went from having the authority, like the law, to kill Christians, to becoming an avid Christian himself. He was so powerful that when he became a Christian, the Christians were scared of him. They didn't believe that he was really saved, my God. But he said in all that he's done, he does not count himself to have apprehended, to have accomplished so much, to have gained so much. You know, sometimes people gain and do and accomplish and they get beside themselves. But Paul, whose writings we are reading over 2,000 years later, said, look, I don't count myself to have apprehended. He said, but this one thing I do, I like it, hallelujah. He said, this one thing I do. In other words, I mastered a whole lot of stuff. But this one thing, I got this, hallelujah. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. How many of you know you can't go forward looking back? You cannot go uphill, upstairs, move forward with your eyes looking behind you. You're going to slip, fall, stumble, break something, you're going to hurt yourself. He said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. If I was in church right now, I'd say, look at your neighbor and say, forget it. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that the devil's been accusing you of, whatever it is that the enemy is reminding you of, whatever it is, forget it. Forget those things which are behind. And reach forth, he said, I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. God has so much purpose, so much destiny for us that we don't have time to look behind. He has so much for us, and we have to reach. Yes, God, we have to reach for it. Glory to God. We can't just look for it. My God. We can't just, you know, put our little, you know, like, you know how you do when the sun is in your eyes, put your hand over your eyebrows and try to see? Well, once you see, you got to go. You got to step out there and reach for it. Hallelujah. He said, not only do I reach, verse 14, I press. Ha, glory to Jesus. Press means to push. When you press on something, you push. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, my God. You're pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Many are called, few are chosen. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is your high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Well, guess what? He's called you, but you got to press. Hallelujah. He's chosen you, but you got to push. Hallelujah. And you got to be able to forget those things which are behind. My God, I'm asking God to give you the strength to put all your past behind you. That's why it's called the past, because it's behind you. Put all your past behind you. Now listen, saint, that's your good past and your bad past. Put all your past behind you. Because just as much as people bring up your good, they bring up your bad. Amen. And some of us, live off of the past, of our, the good part of our past. Some of us may not have bad passes, but we still live off the good of our past and build on that. Well, that's not good enough, because every day in God is a new day. And he said, I'm going to bring you from glory to glory and from strength to strength. That means you should be constantly growing. Hallelujah. So let's not just live off of our past, whether it's a good past or a bad past. Let's just move forward and thank God and be humble and seek his glory, seek his face, and reach. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. I was telling the church, I said our word was going to be consistency. You know, how we have disciples, and disciples are consistent. Disciple is part of the word discipline. So we need to be consistent. We don't always have to do great things, but we have to do consistent things. Hallelujah. So now I just got another word, and that word is reach. My God. So in 2016, we are going to, how about this, consistently reach for the things of God. My God, I thank God for his goodness. I thank him for his love. We're just not going to reach one day. We're just not going to reach on the first day, but we're going to reach on the second, the third, the fourth. We're going to continue to reach for the things that God has for us. I don't know about you, but he has done many great things for me. But you know what I keep hearing? Ha! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I keep hearing the book of Job. The best is yet to come. Your ladder shall be greater than your past. My God. Ha! I don't know how many people want their ladder to be greater. I don't know if your past is so great that you can live on that for the rest of your life, but I want my ladder, what's ahead, to be greater than my past, only to give God glory. That's my goal, to give him the glory. When somebody asks, it's all glory given to God. And if there's any way that I can help along the way, so be it. I love you with the love of the Lord. I thank God for you. If you have any questions or comments and you want to chime in, please press 1, and I will be happy to let you in. I love the Lord. I'm grateful to him for all that he's done. I wish I had time to tell you. Hallelujah. You know, when you grow up in church, there's so many things you don't understand. And the old folks from in my grandfather's church, they used to sing this song, if I can't say a word, I just wave my hand, and, you know, they'd be shaking their head and just waving their hands, you know, and I get that now. Hallelujah. I get that now. And then they used to say stuff like, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't tell it all. I get that now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want you to be blessed. I want you to go for it. Go for the gusto in God. If you have any questions or comments, anybody want prayer or anything, just chime in, press 1, and I'll be happy to let you in. If not, we're going to sign off for 2015, and that is my theme song. I wish I could change it, but I can't. He is my beginning. He is my end. He is my Alpha and Omega. That song just takes me to the throne. I was saying to myself, for 2016, I might come up with a new song, but I can't. I can't do it. Because he is my Alpha, and he is my Omega. And he deserves all the worship for all the things that he's done. Again, I love you with the love of the Lord. Thank God for you. And be blessed in 2016. Be blessed in 2016. Wherever you are, if you're not in church, be on your knees, be in your house, give God some praise as you go into 2016. God bless you. The Lord loves you, and so do I.